So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Arba Asr Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there is a three-way machloikas tanoim when to destroy the chametz. Mevaren es hakol mufnei haShabbos, divrei Meir. Remeir holds to destroy it all before Shabbos and leave just what he needs for the two Shabbos meals. The Chacham Aymrim, Bizmanoi. The Chachamim hold he can leave everything for Shabbos, and whatever will be left, he will destroy at the normal time on Shabbos in a permissible manner. V'yezber tzadik aymer, truma melefnei haShabbos, v'chulin bizmano. We should destroy truma before Shabbos, because it will be difficult to dispose of on Shabbos, since it may not be eaten by non-Kahanim and their animals. However, chulin can be left and then destroyed on Shabbos, because he will be able to give it to others and their animals. In the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik recalls a time when Rabbi Gamliel's messenger told people to destroy their chametz at Shabbos, which supports his opinion. The next Mishnah discusses three types of cases where a person is traveling on Erev Pesach and he remembers that he has chametz in his house. The first group is where he's going to do a mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'hoylich lishchit es pischei v'lomol es benoi v'lechel sudis eris in the beis chamav. If he's going to shecht his carbon Pesach or give his child a bris, or to his own Sudas Erisin, or for any other mitzvah. If he has time to go back home, destroy the chametz, and still get back to the mitzvah, he should do so. Vimlav mevat lebeliba. If not, he should just do bittel and continue on his way. Second, if he's going to rescue people from any sort of danger, yivat lebeliba, he should just do bittel. Rashi explains, Dimidereisa sagali bittel ba'alma. Since midereisa bittel is sufficient, the chacham did not require him to go back even though there's enough time. Third, lishvay shvisas rishus. If he's going for a non-mitzvah purpose, yachzer miyad. He should abandon his journey and go back home to destroy his chametz. V'chei mishu yatsim Yerushalayim, v'nishkar sheyesh biyodi b'sar kodesh. Similarly, somebody who has left Yerushalayim and remembered that he has kosher meat that becomes pasul when it goes out of Yerushalayim, if he has passed tzayifim, from where you can see the Beis HaMikdash, tzayifim b'mkaymei, he should burn it on the spot. Rashi adds, v'lohi chichu lachzer. The Chacham did not require him to return. If he has not passed Sofim, Chayzer b'sorfu lefnei ha'bira me'atzeh meracha. He should go back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim, because there is a chiyuv midrabbanan of b'mkoyim achilasai, sreifasai. It should be burned within the area where it must be eaten. V'ad kama hin chayzer. How much chametz or b'sar kodesh requires one to go back? Remeir oimer zeh v'zeh b'kebeya. In both cases, the minimum is the size of an egg. In both cases, the minimum is the size of an olive. For kachim, the minimum size is an olive, but for chametz, only if it is the size of an egg. The Gemara begins by asking, the Mishnah considered Sudas Erisin to be a mitzvah, while a Braisa considers Sudas Erisin a rishus. The Gemara offers two answers. First, Harab Yehuda, Harab Yosi. The Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Sudas Erisin is a Rishus, whereas our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it is a mitzvah. Second, if we assume that Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda is only about the Sudas Shniyah, the second meal, which they would make at the time of the Savloinos, the special gifts that the Chasen brought or sent to the Kala, but they both agree that the Sudas Rishayna, the Sudas Erisin, is the Sudas Mitzvah, we can answer that the Braisa is referring to the Sudas Shniyah, the meal for the Savloinus, which is not a Sudas Mitzvah according to Behuda, and the Mishnah is referring to the Sudas Rishayna, which is a Sudas Mitzvah. Since we mentioned Sudas Erisin, the rest of the daf discusses various types of Shidduchim. Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Suda She'ina Shal Mitzvah, Ein Tamachachim Rishoy Lohanes Mimena. A Tamachachim should not participate in the wedding of a Bas Koyin to a Yisrael, or Bas Tamachachim to an Am Aretz. The Gemara clarifies that when the Am Aretz marries a Bas Koyin, bad things will happen, but for a Talmud Chacham, it is a skula to become wealthy. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Kahana found that their marriage to a Kahanis caused them to suffer, while Rav Ida bar Avin and Rav Papa attributed success in child-rearing and material wealth to their marriage to a Kahanis. Amar Yitzchak, Kol Anenim Sudas HaRishos L'Soiv Goyla. One who indulges in a non-mitzvah-related feast will end up being exiled. The Braisa adds that if a Talmud Chacham overindulges, he will suffer a series of calamities, and his children will be mocked because of him. The Braisa recommends, La'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. A person should sell everything he has to marry a daughter of a Talmud Chacham, because if anything were to happen to him, his children will be raised in a way that they will be Talmid Chacham. Such a shidduch is compared to inve hagefen ve inve hagefen, joining different grapevines together, which is a davar no miskabel, a nice thing that produces flavorful wine. If he cannot marry a bas tamachachem, the order of preference for his shidduch should be bas gedolei hadar, people who do good deeds, bas rashi kenesias, communal leaders, bas gabayi tzedakah, charity administrators, bas malamdei tinoikos, teachers of young children. The Gemara quotes a series of brises that teach us about Ami Aretz. Most require extensive explanations beyond the scope of this review. The daf concludes by asking a stira. In our Mishnah, Remeir says we only go back to burn a kebeya or larger of food, and Rabbi Huda holds we go back even for a kezayis. Yet in Masechtas Brachos regarding Birchas Hamazon, Remeir holds that we bench after eating just a kezayis, and Rabbi Huda holds we only bench after eating a kebeya. The Gemara has two answers. Amr Birchlin, Machlefes Hashita. The opinions are switched in Masechtas Brachos. Abaye says that in Brachos they disagree about how to darshan the pasuk. V'achalta v'savata. Remeir holds v'achalta means eating a kezayis, and v'savata refers to drinking. Whereas Rabbi Huda holds it means achila sheyesh pasviya, eating enough to be satiated a kebeya. Here the argument is based on a svara. Remeir holds chazarase ketumase. Since only a kebeya of food can become tamei, we only have to return for a kebeya. Rabbi Huda holds chazarase keisurei. Since the isra of eating chametz or pesulei hamakdashin applies to a kezayis, we are required to return for a kezayis.